From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Well, we're just over 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Many families are preparing for a traditional meal of turkey and all the trimmings. So we wanted to know how much that meal might cost and how prices have changed from last year's delicious dinner. Knowing the prices of key ingredients can be very helpful for price-conscious cooks. Say that three times fast, who can use that helpful knowledge to switch to maybe cheaper ingredients or to change up the menu with new recipes that might leave you with a little more cash in your wallet. Matthew Pascash is a regional economist with the Idaho Department of Labor. He did a little homework with a blog on the department's website on how big a bite out of your wallet your Thanksgiving dinner will cost you this year, and he's kind enough to join us now to talk about it. Welcome to Idaho Matters.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the star of the show, the turkey. Is it true turkey prices are down overall compared to last year?
Yes, that was probably the one, if any, I guess, silver lining in this blog piece is that while prices for many items are up this year for Thanksgiving, kind of following the general inflationary trend, turkey is one of the notable outliers in that it's down year over year. And so last year, leading up to the holidays, turkeys were running at about $3 a pound retail, and that's sort of like a nationwide average. So that would put you at about $45 ballpark for a 15-pound bird. This year, however, at least in October, when I was pulling the numbers for this report, so kind of take numbers with a grain of salt because they're not the most timely. Standing about $2 a pound, so that for that same 15-pound bird, that'd be about $30. So $45 last year compared to about $30. So that's pretty good cost savings for the average American family celebrating the holiday this year.
And I think you mentioned one of the reasons was because there was a lot of avian influenza last year, and that was hurting poultry prices.
Yes. So when avian influenza struck last year, by the end of 2022, the USDA's estimates, which are probably on the low ball end, was that about 50 million birds had died or been culled as a result of avian influenza. So turkeys, as well as chickens, various other types of domestically produced birds took a big hit on the supply side, and that we would expect that to have raised prices. This year, thankfully, the avian influenza has waned significantly, and so populations have trended back up, and so that increased supply has brought some price relief.
And you mentioned the USDA. This is where you're getting a lot of these prices from, right? From the USDA, and what I understand is a national retail turkey report. I had no idea there was such a thing.
Yes. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture tracks prices as well as other information for a host of ag commodities, as well as various things like inputs for ag producers like fertilizer, fuel, energy, stuff of that nature. So they have a very wide expanse of data that they publish, including some of these more specific reports, one of which was the National Retail Report for Turkeys, which is released pretty regularly, monthly, I believe. And they sort of do a bit of sampling across the United States, trying to construct something like an average price for turkeys for a given quality or a given type of product. It could be, say, whole turkeys, it could be ground products, but it sort of is a nice point of comparison when judging one year versus another.
Gotcha. Okay, let's continue with Thanksgiving dinner. Cranberry sauce will probably cost you more whether you make it yourself or get it from a can. How much more is it going to cost me?
Well, it's going to depend on, as you mentioned, if you're making it from scratch or if you're buying it canned. The USDA for a number of products, including cranberries, not the, say, canned sauce, but at least for the fruit itself, only tracks things with terminal market prices. So these are sort of like wholesale prices paid at large terminal distribution centers in major metropolitan areas. And for at least those produced in the Midwest, so states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and that area, the prices have been up slightly year over year. So this year, this was of October, $2.11 a pound, versus last year was about anywhere between $1.89 and $1.94. So that's about a 8 to upwards of a 12% price difference year over year. So noticeable, appreciable, but it's not like it's doubling year over year. But still enough to where folks will probably notice it, even if they're buying the canned version. And for canned cranberry sauce, you're also going to have to factor in things like retail markups, obviously, because again, wholesale prices aren't reflected on the store shelves when you go to purchase it, but also the price of processing, of the necessary labor, the cost of the aluminum that goes into the cans, the cost of labels, etc. Wow. So you can expect some noticeable price increase on cranberry sauce.
Wow. Okay, so I hear, Matt, that you really like green bean casserole for Thanksgiving dinner. So good news, the price of green beans is down, and I heard that's because of snow last year.
Yes. So, it's kind of hard at least to pick a single data point to sort of represent all of green beans, but a large chunk of domestically produced green beans come from, California, and given its climate is very conducive to growing multiple seasons in a given year, and anyone who is not from the Western United States perhaps has not known that for the last several years, up until recently, California and Western United States has been experiencing a multi-year drought, and this has been adversely impacting ag producers who are finding water harder to obtain, or at the very least having to pay significantly more for that necessary ingredient for plants to grow and produce a usable crop. But this past winter, with the near or absolute record snowfalls, this has helped to replenish groundwater, aquifers, reservoirs, and it's significantly lifted up yields of a lot of crops, including green beans in the central valley of California. So as you would expect, a supply increase would bring prices down, and many consumers have probably noticed at least some green leafy plants of theirs are seeing some noticeable price drops this year compared to last year.
Well, that's good news. We're speaking with Idaho Labor Department regional economist Matt Paskash about his blog about how much Thanksgiving dinner will cost you this year. Can we talk about candied yams? First of all, there is a difference between yams and sweet potatoes, and it looks like it's going to matter this year because yams are up price-wise, way up. How much higher are they this year than last, and why is that?
Well, maybe we'll start with the sort of distinction between the two. This is something that I myself had never really appreciated. And it's sort of, like I said, an interesting note that for folks who have family members who perhaps have a nightshade allergy, neither yams nor sweet potatoes are in the Solanaceae family, like the common potato or tomatoes or bell peppers. So one, you don't have to worry about that around the holidays if you're using, again, yams or sweet potatoes, but also they are coming from very distinct families of plants. A lot of what we will see with the price differences reflects the fact that yams are largely imported from the Caribbean, South America, as well as Western Africa, while sweet potatoes are largely domestically produced, at least the ones that we consume here in the United States. So on to the yams. So being that they're imported, there's cost of transportation, handling, as well as just sort of some cost factored in of just what gets lost in transit from spoilage or pests, stuff like that. So yams, you can expect they're going to be pricier than any other type of domestically produced substitute. So on to sort of the white variety coming out of Colombia, prices were up significantly, about 52%. So it was anywhere from about $1.15 a pound last year to now about $1.75. a pound this most recent October. If instead you perhaps went with the yellow variety that is common from Jamaica, those were up significantly as well, from about $1.88 a pound to about $3.75, so about double, roughly. Yeah. Wow. So yams this year, many folks who perhaps have a real taste for yams, perhaps it's part of your family tradition if you come, say, from the American South, or if you have family who originates, again, from the Caribbean or South America, this is probably a very sticky point for you this season. But if otherwise, if you prefer the domestically produced sweet potato, you'll see that prices are not only cheaper, but are largely sort of flat year over year. So for domestically produced sweet potatoes coming out of the American South, so states like Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, that's where we see a lot of domestically produced sweet potatoes. They're roughly the same year over year. So depending on the variety, of course, but roughly you're looking at about 50 to 55 cents a pound for number one grade, or about 40 to 48 cents a pound for number two grade. And it's been about the same this year as it was last year.
Wow. Okay. We've only got about a minute left. And I want to just point out that you point out that it's information like this that not only can you save some money with, but you might want to make some changes. Maybe change yams or sweet potatoes for yams this year. Maybe try some new recipes and save a little cash.
Yeah. Economists, we typically tend to think of households and consumers as taking the prices and information that they're seeing and try to make the best out of scarce resources. And we would expect perhaps folks to, if something's more pricey this year, they might decide to consume a bit less of it or pivot to something else, like a near substitute, as we would say. And so given that I know a lot of folks are being very price conscious with inflation for many of things, still pretty high or running pretty high right now, you might take this holiday as perhaps an opportunity to try some new recipes based upon what's perhaps a bit more affordable this year, more readily available, and to experiment a bit and see perhaps if you might start a new Thanksgiving tradition based upon just what was, I guess, an affordable option this round.
Awesome. We've been speaking with Matthew Paskash. He's a regional economist with the Idaho Department of Labor. We're going to put a link to his great blog on Thanksgiving dinner and the cost thereof on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Matt, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.